Okay, so today we are going to have fun. A lot of fun, actually. We are going to pretend, or you are going to pretend to be salespeople, a salesperson, and you will be selling some products to me. So I chose these products. Frank, I can't see your face.
That's good. No, I as you know, Janita, I have this window problem and I've got the
Yes.
shutters down because it's so warm. But
I want to see if you're smiling or crying.
okay. How does that look? Sort of.
That's better. That's better.
Okay. Okay.
I can see your expression. That's all I need.
Oh, for God's sake. I thought it was my I'll forget it, Frank.
Personality, sparkling personality.
Oh, yes. Okay. Anyway, so Isma, it's you and me against the rest of the world tonight. I think we're, us oldies, we have to stick together here. Okay, sorry, Yanis, I was interrupting your show.
That's okay. That's okay. Okay. So I chose a couple of products. We'll see how far we get through them. We don't have to do all of them. And there's quite interesting things. So I'm going to share my screen, and then while we wait for my screen, I'm just going to add the things I chose are not normal.
Why does that not surprise me?
And
God, God forbid you do anything normal, Fruit Loop. I mean.
whoops. And then apart from not being normal, these things are ugly. Like really, really ugly. I know they are ugly, and that's what makes it so much fun because you have to be creative and you have to think out of the box.
You're very silent, Isma. This worries me.
I think he's worried. Are you okay there, Ismar?
Okay, am I the first one, the first seller, or Isma?
Isma, you're the only one.
For now.
Really? In fact, I think I haven't been a seller, but I try it.
Okay.
In my opinion, I think it's the best profession among all of them because you can work all around the world and you are ready to do it,
Okay.
to make money.
Of course, this is actually much more serious. You see, with Fruit Loop Isma, there's always an ulterior motive. Yeah, she poses these fantastic Fruit Loop questions, and you sort of think, what on earth is she talking about? And then it sort of hits you, and then the real question comes out. And I think she's testing me to see whether I can actually get my self-organized and sell this product that she and I are creating. So this is actually sort of like a job interview. Is it worth my time and energy to continue working with Frank? So I think this is the ulterior motive here.
Wow. No. Rosie actually chose this topic.
We'll blame it on her tomorrow.
Yes, we'll do that. Okay. So let's start with the first product you have to sell. So I will create a story or a scenario and then you sell this car to me. So I'm going to walk into your dealership and you have to sell me the world's ugliest car. It is electronic. It has one seat, three wheels. I am a family of three, me, my husband, and my son. But you really need the commission, and you have to sell me this car. Convince me, why should I buy this car?
You can observe that this car has the same size as a bicycle in length and the same size when we consider both sides as a motorcycle. Then you have a space to park a motorcycle in your garage or in your front yard. I think this car is more appropriate when we have some limited space. And one more advantage of that This car costs less than a motorcycle. It costs you only 1,000 euros, and you can't buy a motorcycle for this price. And as is electronic, you won't produce pollution because you know that you have many problems around the world because we have an industrial moment. We polluted our rivers, our air, everything in our planet is polluted. And this car, if you go buy it, and I'm quite sure that you buy it, you won't contribute to increase the pollution around the world. And there is some other specific point about this product, because as I told you, it's so small, you won't have problem to park when you go out. And almost any time you find a parking lot to park your car to and to work at downtown, to go to your shopping. I think there isn't any disadvantages to have one car of that. And here it's written the world's ugliest car. I think the marketing professional probably doesn't know the meaning of this word. I think the correct one would be the nicest or maybe the most beautiful car around the world and not the ugliest. I will change from a marketing company. Someone there should be sleeping all time. And do you have any question about this amazing product?
If I use this to go shopping, where will I put my shopping bags?
You have only one seat, yeah?
Yes.
You can put on your legs, no problem. Of course, you want to buy like a refrigerator using this car because the shopping will deliver the refrigerator in your home. What else can't you put on this car? For example, a pair of shoes? Of course, you can.
Okay.
Bananas, oranges, you can put it.
Yes. Okay. Okay. I think I'm convinced. Does it come in different colors, or do I have to take a yellow one?
No, this color is the only one because it's one of characteristic of this model from our factory, our brands.
Okay.
Because wherever you see a small yellow car is the car from my company.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. But the color is unique to your company.
Yes.
Okay. I don't have any questions anymore.
Let's make a contract of shopping. Is it all right for you?
Oh, here comes the hard
It
sell.
depends. It depends.
It
It depends
depends
on how
on
much
what?
shopping I can fit into it. Like groceries, obviously I can't go grocery shopping in this car, but I can maybe if it's just spoiling myself, I'll be able to fit my new pair of shoes in
How
the
often do you go shop to the grocery store? Only one week or every day?
In okay, to pretend, let's say every day. Not really.
We have an additional for this buy. It's a small carrot that you can carry 200 kilos outside.
Oh, okay.
But
Okay.
the problem that it won't be so easy to park our model if you use the little carrot.
Okay. Yes.
But if you want to go, for example, in a grocery store in a neighborhood, you won't have problem to park your car.
Okay. And can I fit my son into this carrier?
Excuse me?
Can I fit my son into the carrier?
No. According to the traffic laws, is not allowed.
Okay. Perfect. Well done.
And there is an additional advantage for this kind of car. You don't need licensed drivers.
Oh, wow.
It's free.
Okay.
Yeah, it's free for
Okay.
people over 18 years old. Yeah,
Oh,
it's not
okay.
allowed for under 18.
Okay. Yes, of course. Under 18s are not allowed to drive. Okay. I think you sold
Really? Oh, congratulations.
it.
You did your best shopping in this year, 2025.
Thank you.
And it would
You
be
are
a
such
pleasure.
a slimy salesman. My God, I can see the honey drip from the ceiling here.
That's why.
Oh, don't trust him a minute.
Very good.
Does this kind of car exist?
Yes, it does, actually. Yes.
Do you know where is it from? Which country? What country?
Let me check. While
No, no
Frank,
problem.
no, I can check for you. While Frank is trying to sell me this car, I will check.
Okay, so the one distinct disadvantage I have here is that Isma could quite easily claim that I stole some of his sales arguments. So you're going to have to trust me that while he was rattling on about the practicalities and all the boring stuff of this car, I focused on the word ugliest. And beauty is in the eye of the beholder. So,
Okay.
who says that this is an ugly car? It is actually quite a beautiful car. And of course, the other thing that you should know is you should actually know the audience who you are selling to. Yeah.
Yes.
And so, as I do know you a little bit, the practicalities on one side. Yeah, but I'm sure they are actually quite solvable. I actually think this car is suited to you down to the T. It stands out, it's different, it's individual, it suits your personality, it is you in three-dimensional three wheels. You see the orange color, but it does come in pink. So it is an option that is available. As to the practicalities, I know, at least I think this is true, I'm not quite 100% sure, but I think Teslas have constructed the engine in such a way that the bonnet at the front of the car is empty. So you could actually put your shopping in the front, assuming that this is an empty space. So you could actually, go shopping without any hindrance, and that you would be the absolute eye catcher. You and this car, everybody would turn their heads and say, "Wow, what is this car about?" Now, the downside of this, of course, is they won't see you; they'll see the car first. So we can work on that. Yeah, I'm sure there's a solution there. Okay, now the car does have a size limit, but parking shouldn't be a problem. I think you could probably park on a bicycle stand or a motorbike stand or something like that. But the size does actually come with one advantage in that should your husband ever complain that you are spending too much housekeeping or household money, You say, well, look, darling, the car, I would like to buy more, but look at it from this way. The car has limited access or limited space, so I can't actually go shopping as much as I should. That said, it being electric, there is one advantage, that, of course, it is, as Isma said, it's very environmentally friendly, and the cost of electricity is such that's probably cheaper than petrol, so you could probably shuttle back and forth more often. Load sharing with Eskom, that could be an issue, but I think that is, it's just a technicality. So I think this car is an extension of your personality, of who you claim to be, who you are. It radiates the you in you. The color is an option. We can give you one in pink, and I think you would drive around your area, and you would be the talk of the town.
Definitely. Okay, I think you sold it because it's unique.
Exactly. Know
Exactly.
your audience. Yeah.
Yes, very good. Okay, excellent.
And I'm possibly not as slimy as that guy over in Brazil. Yeah. You know, Isma, you know what
Those
this,
good points.
you know what we're at, what this is actually. I know why Sarah's late, because we're trying to win over Fruit Loop here. Who can do the best to woo her into our side of the screen? Ah, God, well, we're being manipulated here, but okay, I'm quite happy with that. Okay.
Yes, definitely.
Sarah, you'll be
So,
listening to this. You better
yes, you will.
Okay.
Okay. So, something less serious. This
What
car
do
is
you mean
so
it? Okay.
this car is so small, I can drive it around in my house. So, short trips from the office to the kitchen.
So it's a toy car for a child, yeah?
No, this car actually exists. It was I did find the name for it. I don't think it's that small, but maybe I can park it under my desk.
Really?
So it's made by Myers Motors, and it's a small automobile company operating in Ohio. So
Okay.
the original vehicle, the Myers Motors NMG, stands for No More Gas, was a single passenger, three-wheeled battery electric vehicle designed specifically for commuting and city driving.
Commuting
Yes,
on
commuting.
an, I just imagine on an American freeway in Cleveland, Ohio. Okay.
Yes, so it's manufactured in Ohio. I don't know if they still make it because these articles that I see here is 2004, 2007, 2005. But
Actually, looking at it, it's growing on me. It has something.
I don't like the
Well, that's, I knew that you wouldn't like the color. It's not pink. I mean, it's blatantly obvious.
Yes, pink.
Here in
Oh.
Brazil, people don't like yellow color. If you buy one, you have problem to sell it.
Yes, because it's not something that everyone likes. But also the reason I don't like the color, the car in itself has a unique look. So you can't miss it. But you can also use that as a selling point to say that the car is yellow, you'll find it in the parking lot easier.
Do you have any tech? I mean, sorry, this is the man in me coming up. Do you have any
That's okay.
technical details available on this thing? per
Let's
hand
see
or?
if I can. I don't have, but let's see if I have anything.
Because I mean, I was taking a gamble with the space for shopping under the hood in the front.
Yes.
I mean, it is like I said last week in our peeling potatoes. It's all about it's like a roller skate for elephants. Yeah.
Yes,
But if
that's a
I'm
small
not
one.
wrong, if I'm not wrong, there is a space behind that you can open and put
Well,
your
yeah,
shopping here, yeah?
exactly. I mean, in Europe, you would, or especially in Germany, you would say, you know, can you put a crate of beer in the back? Yeah. So a crate of beer has, I think, 12 bottles, 12 half-liter bottles, and it's a standard unit. So that would be the benchmark. If you can put a crate of beer in the back, then you can put, you know, the day's shopping in the back. Yeah.
Yes.
Beer, of course. Beer, of course, being the ultimate health drink. Other drinks are available. I think I have to put in a disclaimer here. Anyway,
What I can find here is the top speed is 75 miles per hour.
does it grow wings and it takes off then, does it? 75, that's actually
75, yeah.
miles per hour. That's about 120 kilometers. That is really
Yes.
fast.
For a small car.
I don't know if I would feel comfortable driving that thing at 75 mph.
I think it's not safe to driving in such speed, yeah.
Just imagine driving from your office to somewhere else in your house, Janita, at 75 miles an hour.
I'll destroy everything.
Yeah, well, we can't do. You could carry nuggets in that, I suppose. That would be the nuggets transport. Yeah.
Yes, probably.
Anyway, okay. You got anything else you want to buy from us?
It does not feature a traditional boot or trunk for storage due to its compact and narrow design.
Okay.
So, no, there's no space for shopping
That
and no beer.
just killed the sales argument. Yeah. Because when it comes to shopping, I have learned that a woman's desire must be 150% exceeded. Yeah, for most women. But hang on, just a minute. No, 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 no,
Yes.
no, no. Your audience, you do not like
Yes.
to go shopping, so
Exactly.
the whole shopping argument falls flat on its face. Yeah.
Exactly.
So the only draw, so this car would actually really suit you,
Yes.
except there's the one small technical detail, but for the next 4 weeks, that's not going to be an issue. For the school run in the mornings and to drop your son off at school and to pick him up, that would be problematic. But to nip around to your parents' house for a cup of tea and visit their dogs and you know
Yes.
keep up with your parents and what they're doing, you could almost drive up to your sister, couldn't you?
Yes, I can.
Exactly. So if it has the range for that, you would be free, independent. Your husband, who loves shopping, he could take the family limousine and do what he wants to do. In the time he wants to do it. And you could say, that's okay, darling. You go shopping. I'm just going to visit my parents. I'm going to live the life I want to lead. I have the car that suits me down to the T. You would be the happiest bunny in South Africa. You need this car, Janita. This has got you down to the T.
Only thing is it sticks out like a sore thumb.
You'd get used to that. You'd get used to that.
I will. I
You know,
will.
you're adaptable. You're flexible. You know, and you would, you know, if some you would just casually flirt with some people. Say, oh, this is. What are you worried about? This is my car. This is an extension of my personality. You
Please
know.
move. I need to get in my car.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, and then you would, of course, you know, women and entering and exiting cars is always a bit of a delicate thing, depending on the attire they are wearing.
Yes.
So, you know, you would have to maybe practice the elegant entry into this car and the elegant exit of this car. No, no, this car, this has got Yadita written all over it. And, no, this is definitely you. This is definitely you. Definitely, definitely. Okay.
It's sold. Okay.
Okay, let's move on.
Let's move on. Silicone water hat. Okay, so I am going to your baby store. You are the salesperson or the manager, doesn't matter. And I am looking for a special gift for my friend who is having a baby. So it has to be something unique and something that she'll be able to use for a long time. And this is your idea. You will sell me a silicone water hat.
I've never seen one before.
I have, actually. I've seen it in the supermarket about 2 weeks ago. I did see it. It comes in different colors. And it's also a one size fits all. The size is adjustable.
Okay. Who's going to go first? Isma or me?
Isma, do you want to go first?
Yeah. Do you remember when you were a kid and every day you take your shower, you have a problem on your eyes when some soap enter your eyes and you have so much pain and you cry a lot? Do you remember that?
And I remember here that, yes.
Here is the solution. You, of course, if your baby is so young that, like this one, maybe 2-3 years, they can't take their shower by himself. And when he uses shampoo on his hair, you don't have problem. Your kid won't have soap inside his eyes. And he will smile all the time during his shower. Imagine how much your family will be with this silicone water hat. And much more your kid, because he won't cry because of soap. Yeah?
Yes.
I think it's an interesting invention for kids' protection. And it costs only 10 euros. It's very, I would say, cheap. And
yes.
You can't lose this opportunity to provide more comfortable more comfort for your kid during his shower. What do you
very
think
good.
About my proposition?
I'll take two, one for my friend and one for myself, for my son.
Ah, very good. Very good.
You're such a slime ball, Isma. God. No wonder you went into politics.
Hey, that's a good sell. It makes sense. Think back when you were a child, how much your eyes burnt.
It is.
Okay, Frank, it's your turn. Sell me the silicone water hat.
Well, I mean, the argument is blatantly obvious, and Isma basically said that the advantage for the kid is that the kid's eyes will not get burnt. You can wash the hair, and as you can see on this picture, the water seems to flow from the back of this thing. I remember you recounting a story that you were going to take your son for a shower, and it basically turned out that the question was who was going to get wetter first, him or you. And so I think this would also be maybe it would calm the child down because he's not feeling uncomfortable. And with that, it would be a more positive experience for the mother because she is not going to get drenched thereby increasing her laundry bill or the need for washing the clothes extra or wash extra running extra laundry cycles. Not to mention, if a kid is in the bath, it is an active kid, then you're going to not have just to clean the kid, you're going to have to clean the entire bathroom afterwards, which takes you away from quality time watching your favorite show on Netflix or spending time with family and friends or doing things that you want to do. So I think this is not only good for the child in its development and appreciating the need for cleanliness and hygiene and comfort with soapy things. It is also actually something good for the mother because it actually reduces the afterwork in all of this. Yeah. Not having to clean extra clothes or especially in winter when it's so cold, how are you going to dry the wet pair of jeans that got totally and utterly soaked because Junior completely destroys the bathroom? So not only are you sitting there or standing there dripping from head to toe, you are also going to be, I'm wondering how am I going to get these jeans dry when it's, 2 degrees outside? And secondly, how am I going to, why do I have to spend time cleaning the bathroom, getting out the mop and soaking the excess cascades of water flowing into the corner, et cetera, et cetera. So I think it is also a time and labor saving device for you, giving you that extra freedom to spend this time doing things that you want to do and not have to do. And I think that is the added value of this silicone water hat, aside from what Isma explain to you as the sheer practicalities of it, which are blatantly obvious.
Okay, it's sold. I can save time and money. Okay, now I'm going to give you a challenge. Okay, you know what this is for, you know how it's used, but what other use can you think for this hat? What else can we use this?
It can protect the baby eyes from sun, like a cap, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, very good.
And if your son or daughter doesn't have like a, I would say, a malleable, I don't know, the softer hair. I would say something like my hair, that it's a little hard. You can use it to put the hair in a more aligned position, more a better position to
Okay.
make him or her more beautiful.
Neat, more neat.
Yeah.
Okay. Very good. Okay. Frank, what do you think?
It could, at a push, I suppose, be used in a barber salon
Okay.
because the child is going to be, well, unhappy.
Yes.
Because the hair, first of all, the hair is going to be wet when the hairdresser cuts it. And it's going
Yes.
to fall into his face and that will make the child squirm and wriggle a bit, and then it could actually there's actually quite a health and safety component in here that the hair falls onto the brim of this hat,
Yes.
and it's easier for the barber to remove the hair, so that saves him time and money. And if you pull the hair strands over the hat, he can still get a relatively decent haircut. So I think it
Yes.
works for both the barber and for the child. The child may look a little bit silly, so you've got to feel a bit uncomfortable staring at itself and wearing this. Yeah, but then the barber could say, "Well, actually, look, it's not a silicone water hat. You're wearing a halo because you're such an angelic child." Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So you could do try something along those lines, yeah.
Okay. Very good.
You're not
So,
convinced. You're not convinced.
no, that is a very good idea because I was thinking when I take my son for his haircut, they use the blow dryer to blow the hair off afterwards, but it also falls into his face. No, that's very clever. So my idea was similar to Isma's, that you can use it as a hat, but in the swimming pool, because it's silicone, it can get wet. They can go under the water if they feel comfortable with that. And then you just shake it, wipe it, and it's dry. Where a normal hat, obviously, now you have to dry it. Yes. Okay. Nice.
Interesting. I've never seen one before. Sounds like something that Temu in China will sell you for about
Yes.
$2.50.
I think that's where I got the picture from.
The thing that I'm able to be a salesperson as a living?
Probably, yes.
Yeah. Maybe
Yes.
with some adjusts.
If you know the product and you know how it's used and what it's used for, and that you have a variety of colors or how the size works and all of, then it's a lot easier to sell something. The same with the car in the previous picture. If you know that, oh, it doesn't have a boot, but it can drive 75 miles per hour, then it makes it easier to sell. But if you know nothing about the product, then it's quite complicated.
That's where creativity comes in. Okay, but it's
Exactly.
interesting. Frank,
Yes.
probably it's easier to sell a car and a silicone water hat than to ask for votes.
Well, no, there's a, well, no, you can't because I don't know how much the car costs, but I'm sure it's a little bit more expensive than the silicon hat. Not much, you know, both are made of plastic. But it just takes a bit longer to build the car and to repair it. So I think actually selling this is probably easy. You just have to be a little bit more, you know, thinking out of the box, more
Yes.
extreme this than the car. And I'm sure that those people who developed this thing, will have found a zillion arguments for the unsuspecting customer to be overwhelmed with. You have to have this, like what you have not lived
Yes.
before seeing this fantastic product. Yeah. Does it come in two colors, pink and blue?
You can get it in green and white and yellow as well. There's a
Okay.
lot of a variety of colors.
And you could have something written on it. You could have the baby's or the child's name written on it, or you could
Can
have
do
this is for
that.
Monday. You know,
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
exactly. Certain items of clothing are also labeled for, you know, wear this today. Do not wear it on any other day. So,
Yes.
you just got to go with the flow.
The possibilities are endless.
Well, possibly not, but okay, right.
Yes, but it does actually exist. And I saw it in the supermarket and I think also the pharmacy, in both of these places. But online, it's a bit more popular online, but
Would
it
you
does actually sell.
actually buy it? Had you considered buying
No.
it?
No. Maybe when Aiden was a little bit smaller or younger, I think maybe then, yes, but it didn't exist at that time. So we make do with a washing cloth. Close
Exactly.
the eyes, wash the hair. He doesn't mind the water in his ears or in his face. It's just in his eyes.
And this, I think this is the ulterior question here. You know, is this really necessary when other methods are available? You know, our grandmothers washed the hair and took our mothers and washed them. We did this with our kids.
Yes.
And the question is, nice as it is, innovative as it is it really necessary? Yeah. But you know, okay, generations change. Okay. So Isma, we've managed to sell two items to Janita here. We're doing well.
Yes.
It's going to get better, I think. I hope. I don't know. Shall we see? Oh my God.
I knew it. I was waiting for that reaction. So instead of calling this one ugly, I said the creative handmade coffee mug. Okay. So now you are going to be a potter. So you actually create pottery items and articles. And I am in desperate need of coffee mugs. So these are the ones that you create, and you have to sell it to me.
Okay. All right. Okay. Okay. Isma, age before beauty. Come on, off you go. He's lost for words, the man. He doesn't know what to do
He's
with it.
looking for all the good things that he can say about this ugly coffee mug.
It me, the first seller?
Yes, you
Or
can
you,
start.
Frank? Frank, wouldn't be the first?
Oh, okay.
Frank, okay.
Okay, no, I'll do it.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so I have a story here. When I graduated from my second high school, I did a hotel apprenticeship for 3 years. And I was working at the reception desk, and I distinctly remember we were dealing with a reservation, and my colleagues told me, Frank, this is the ugliest woman you will ever see in your life. She is so ugly. And this conversation had been going on for a couple of days in advance. And then she arrived, and I thought, look, she's not my type, apart from the fact she was about 150 trillion years older than me. But I didn't actually find her so ugly. I didn't like this. To this day, I still have the smell of her perfume in my nose because it was like this sickly, sweet stuff. It was, really, it was a pretty expensive 5-star hotel I was working in, but somehow the perfume she was wearing didn't actually sort of resonate with me. Anyway, the first impression is, as I said, oh my goodness, what an ugly mug. But when you actually look at it more closely, I have to start laughing because it's got this funny expression. And if anything, if you're having a bad day, like everything is going wrong and you just basically want to crawl into a corner and just cry because it is such a me horrible day. The best remedy is to take this mug and say, actually, it does get worse. So what am I worried about? Yeah. So
Yes.
this mug is a pick-me-up mug, quite literally, because if you're feeling down, it'll make you laugh. And if you're feeling happy and joyful and you're going to conquer the world, and again you have the personality of a Fruit Loop, then you can say, hey guys, this is me, lump it or like it. I am, again, I am crazy. I am different. This is a reflection, or this is an extension of my personality.
Wow.
I'm speaking of personality. I'm not speaking of looks. Okay.
I hope my personality doesn't look like this.
No, it doesn't. Yeah. But it is an expression, Agnes, an expression, you know, because you're always laughing. You've always got a smile on your head. Okay. Yeah. You know, you are infinitely much more good looking than the mug. I mean, that goes without saying. But you know, sort of a bubbly, lively, Fruit Loopy personality has to be seen with this mug. And in fact, Janita, that and the car go together. Because just imagine you're driving up to a cafe within this fantastic 75-mile-per-hour car in pink. Yes. You elegantly get out of this car. You get yourself straightened out and make yourself look presentable. Not that you're not presentable, but you know what I'm saying. And then you march into this cafe and ask for a coffee to take out. And you hand them, because you're environmentally conscious and aware, you hand them this mug and say, put my coffee in here. And you will again be making a statement. And you will be talking the talk of the town. So I think you're on a winner here. You really have to have this mug.
Okay. It's sold, but I think I'm going to scare people if I hand them this mug for my coffee.
just the reaction. But look, if you smile brightly and say, look, and you engage them in a nice warm conversation. You know, I read somewhere, I think it was on LinkedIn, I read somewhere, or a short video or something. If you have the opportunity to make somebody's day, then do so. And if you're going to this cafe or this coffee shop, and the server behind the counter is having a terrible day, and you come up and smile and say, hey, now, can I have a coffee, blah, blah. And then you hand them this mug. And then you engage her in a funny, Fruit Loopy conversation, wish her a great day, and so on. This server is going to be happy, and you have spread happiness to other people. And it's such a nice thing to do.
Yeah? Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Be happy. Don't worry. Be happy. Yeah. Yeah. There you go. Yes, this is fantastic. No, actually, I'd like one of those. Actually, I've got a Fruit Loop mug. I want one of those now.
Okay. Ismar, are you ready? Can you sell me this mug?
What kind of drink are you addicted to? Tea, coffee?
Coffee.
What kind?
Definitely coffee. Yes.
And then normally, how much coffee do you drink or do you prepare each time? Do you do that?
I think about 4 mugs a day.
I would say 400 milliliters, 300 milliliters.
Oh, the milligrams.
Yeah.
The milligrams.
No, not milligrams. Milliliter. ML.
Oh, milliliter. Milliliter.
Milliliter.
About 250, maybe 300.
Okay. Then this cup is especially designed for you, because it's possible to put on it till 400 milliliter.
Okay.
And as you are addicted to coffee, I suppose there are many other people addicted to coffee as well. And if you leave your coffee on the table, probably many people take your cup out and you stay out of coffee. And you have to prepare or to buy another one. And if you put your coffee in this mug, no one will steal your coffee, because It's a purist. It's a little scary, but you won't have problem with your coffee because with your mug because you know it. You know that's only a handmade coffee muggy, and it's not disgusting. It's not scary for you, but for other people, it is. Then they won't leave your coffee. That's why I think it was specially designed for you. And some other addicted people to coffee. What do you think?
I agree.
And
Nobody else will take my coffee.
the price is a bargain.
We
€2.
don't talk about money here, Isma. We only talk about advantages.
I would like a buy one, get one free deal.
Bog off.
Yes.
I actually, Janita, I've actually, while my colleague on the other side of the Atlantic was rattling on, I actually have another argument for you.
Okay.
You remember, you remember, you posted something somewhere on cold coffee.
Yes.
Coffee would never dream of getting cold in that mug. I mean, it would, the mug just scares the coffee so much to death that no, I'm not going to get cold because the mug will bite me. And look at me, look at those teeth. Yeah.
But isn't death associated with cold in any ways?
Okay,
So
that's a
scared
bad.
it to death,
It
scared it
was
to cold.
a bad turn of phrase. I have to revise my sales pitch here a bit. But you know where I'm coming from on this one. You know,
Yes,
you're
yes.
constantly complaining, especially in the winter. You're constantly complaining about having cold coffee. So I
Yes.
think this coffee would not would you know it would be too frightened to do anything but stay warm.
Yes.
I think there's another argument. You know. And if you know
Yes.
if Isma wants to put a price tag on it, I think this mug is priceless. And certainly, you should get one and buy and get the second one free. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Then it's sold. Between the two of you, it's sold.
Oh God, Isma, my arguments aren't strong enough. Okay, better try harder.
Janita is an excellent buyer. Yeah.
Yes,
A
I
good
buy
client.
everything.
A good client. Yeah.
Yeah,
You
for
are a
some,
good client.
yeah. So for somebody who doesn't like shopping, she likes to buy everything. Now, there's a contradiction if I've heard one, yeah.
No, but I listen to your arguments and how you sell this, and you work so hard to get the sale.
Of course I do. My life depends on it.
But Ismar as well, he works all very hard to sell this product.
Yes. With two
And
men,
you both, are you good
two men
sellers?
bowing in front of Leonida, yeah.
Yes. Yes.
This is a power play at its best.
So the more I look at this mug, it reminds me of E.T. with the eyes on the side. Yes. But it is a little bit, I don't know.
I think the, you know, looking at this mug, I actually think it needs a second handle. It looks a little bit lopsided.
It does. It does.
I think it's like it's, you know, another re it's a handicapped mug, and of course, you know, you pity these poor handicapped mugs because they're missing a limb. Yeah, so I think you just have to take it into your care out of not reasons of humanity, I think of reasons of muggity or whatever you want to use for it. Because this is a handicapped mug and it needs special love, care, and attention.
It needs braces and glasses as well.
Well, yeah.
It's
It needs Medicaid, yeah. I mean,
yes, it does.
this poor mug. I mean, it really needs to go to a nice family environment, loving care, loving family, lots of animals. I know. I think this is destined for your household,
Yes,
because it's,
maybe.
yeah. Okay.
So my argument about this mug is that if you get people over, I don't know, Frank, long time ago we spoke about the dinner party and how do we get people to leave. So after dinner, you can use these mugs to serve them coffee, and they'll be frightened and they'll will want to leave.
I like I like the way you just phrased that a long time ago. You know,
It was.
it was only 3 months ago, but it
That's
feels
a
like
long time ago.
but it feels like an age. Yeah, we've gone and done so much since then. Got it.
Yes.
Makes me feel old. Okay. Right.
So, if you want to get rid of your guests, you put them on the uncomfortable seat and you give them
That's
this ugly mug.
exactly. So Monica, if you're going to ever listen to this, here you go. A very individualistically structured coffee mug, and an uncomfortable seat, and they will be gone even before you finished pouring the coffee. You know,
Yes. Yeah, I
perfect.
think so.
Perfect.
I don't know what will scare them more, the eyes or the teeth.
And if the coffee is cold, yeah,
Yes.
you've got an absolute winner there. I mean, this is, you know, this is a hat trick. I mean, you just can't, you know. Okay, right.
Yes.
Okay.
That also reminds me, my grandmother used to say that if you want to get rid of your guests, you serve them almost cold coffee so they can drink it fast and they can leave. If you serve the coffee too hot, you want them to stay longer. And if it's almost like cooled, almost cold, they will leave much faster.
So I was wondering what the what the what the what the argument was for Saturday, because I wasn't served very much for a long time, and then it was actually quite good, and it was still pretty painful, but okay. There you go. There you go.
Okay.
Different.
Are we going to do one more or
We'll do one more,
okay.
because I'm just curious to see what you've got else you've got on your
The next one is also half normal.
as opposed to.
Color changing toilet light. So this is a you can decide how you sell it to me, but my son wants to go to the loo at night, and then we have to switch on all the lights because he's afraid of the dark, and then walk with him to the loo so he can do his business, and then we take him back to bed. But then he is irritated or annoyed by the light in his eyes. So I'm just looking for a light that is a bit more convenient that won't hurt his eyes, but he can still find the toilet.
Who is we? Is it mainly you, or is it the two of you? Or do
It
you take it in,
depends.
or
It
do
depends.
you take it in turns? It's your turn.
Sometimes we rock, paper, scissors. Sometimes we say, you go. It
Okay.
depends. Either one of us.
Okay. Isma. It's going to be absurd, this one.
Ismar, how would you sell me this toilet light?
Excuse me, a question. Does it the toilet change color automatically?
I don't know. It's either with a remote control or it does change automatically.
I consider that bathroom, maybe kitchen, is the best part of our room, our home, and toilet is important as well, but it's not a place that we want to stay a long time.
Okay.
So, if you have an interesting environment, I think you can feel more comfortable. And mainly for people who have some problem with his digestive system, if you
Yes.
have a kind of toilet seat that is very attractive. You can exert your activity more quietly and we'd say peacefully. For sure, it will change your health for better. That's why I really recommend a colorful changing toilet because it could be more interesting for some people in general, but for mainly who has problem with his digestive system.
Okay, very good. So you decorate the environment so you can feel calm. Okay. Okay. Frank.
Everything is being transformed into an experience today. Yeah. So,
Yes.
I think we can do this.
We cheated.
We can do this aesthetically. I mean, you're going to the loo, and the lights come on. They say, "Hello, Janita. What experience would you like to be today?" And then you could, you can choose the color. Now, I don't know if anybody in your household, if there's a small library, in the toilet, so that, you might want a peaceful, you might want a peaceful 10 minutes for yourself, read something or send a few messages or just be away from the hustle and bustle of family life. And then you can adjust the lighting to the mood that you want to be in as you are experiencing this experience. And I mean, there is this fantastic book that I'm going to write, Zen and the Art of Going to the Loo. Yeah. Because I mean, it is just, it's just so magical. Yeah. And you can have a red light if you're feeling a little adventurous, maybe. You can have the white light if you just, it's look, you just want to get everything over and done with, and you've got so much work to do and you need to do 15 things at once. You can have the purple light to sort of dream away how the evening might unfold. So you can adapt this biological process with your mood and come out feeling enchanted, enlightened. You can come out feeling a new person, cleansed inside and outside. I mean, what is there not to want? I mean, why did they not?
Lens on the inside and outside. Oh, goodness. Oh, dear.
Going to stop. Oh, that's beautiful.
Bravo.
If I sold it to you.
Yes, you did.
Oh, my goodness.
Sometimes when my son goes to the loo, he will go to his room first and then he will choose one of his books. So then he will sit on the toilet and page through one of his books. And he has a toy guitar as well. So he will go fetch the toy guitar. And then he will sit on the loo and play his toy guitar. So imagine adding a light to that. It's going
Yeah,
to be a party.
it completely redefines the stage, doesn't it? I mean, okay, so he's feeling it. He's going to play a bit of what did he sing the other
Oh,
day? Something
Country Roads.
some Rick Astley song as well. So can you,
Oh,
I'm never going to give you up or something like that. Yep,
yes.
this was a 1980s hit. I mean, it was everywhere. So I just imagine this 6-year-old kid standing on top of the toilet seat, strumming away on his guitar, and the lights flashing around. I mean, the girls are going to queue outside, not because they have to go to the loo, but because they just want to see this up-and-coming mega star. I mean, you
Oh
don't need
dear.
a you do not need a USP bigger than that. I mean, the Sun will sell it. Just, it'll sell like hotcakes. I mean,
Yes.
yeah. Okay.
So this afternoon, Jean saw some of the pictures, so he asked me, "What's that?" So I showed him all the pictures and I told him what this was for. And Aiden was also standing next to me. And when they saw this picture, both of them said, "We have to buy it." So they wanted to know where they can buy this light.
Let me let I mean are you sure? Because
I don't want
I'm beginning to suspect when the two of the when the two of them go out, it's just going to create mayhem. I mean, they went out and they came back with a
Yes.
chicken.
Yes.
Are you really sure that you can trust this pair of clowns to go out
Not
and
always, no.
And I mean, do you really want this for your own sanity? Yeah. No, I think actually, Janita, the next time, when you decide to move to another house, I think you should have your own private space,
Yes.
and then you can have those lights to suit your moods, your temperament, and let the boys do what the boys want to do. And then you can just retreat into your inner Zen self, breathe in deeply, and go, ah, yeah.
Forget
And
about them.
you will feel just completely transformed. I think the quicker you move, the quicker you can fulfill this dream. I think, I mean, it's just crying out, Janita, I want this. Yeah.
I don't want the light.
Oh, well, there you go.
I'll buy it. I'll buy it, but for them, not for myself.
Cool. Okay, boys, there's Christmas out of the way. Christmas present has been
Yes.
decided upon. Yeah. I
You
won't tell
share.
it.
I'll save money.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
My goodness. My cheeks really hurt.
Oh, it's your fault. You chose this topic.
I didn't choose it, the Rosie did.
Oh, well,
I
she's a
just
lovely.
created it. I made it magic.
Brilliant. Rosie, Janita, you did exceptionally well. I couldn't stop laughing. There's an expression about laughing so much that you in your Yeah. Well, I think one of those. Okay. Isma, I think he's lost over there in Campo Grande. Are you still with us, Isma?
Sorry, Frank.
Do you have anything to add to this collection of pictures that this crazy woman in South Africa threw at us?
As Anita said, that the car exists, it's an American car. And for sure, the other objects really exist as well. And I think, how is possible that some people create something that aren't exactly necessary, but may people spend money and buying their product? For example, except the car, I won't buy any of them.
Yes. So I won't buy the car. I have a perfectly fine family car for the three of us. and it has a boot. And then
I'm just hearing about the car. Maybe the British one. I think it's smart.
No, that's a German. That's a German
it's
one.
Smart.
Smart is belongs to Mercedes Benz.
Okay.
Yes, and I remember when I was working with Mercedes, Jürgen Schremp, who is, I think, almost a permanent resident in South Africa. He used to be the CEO of what was then called Daimler Chrysler. And he said, never, ever will the Mercedes star be on the car, on the smart car. Yeah, the car, it was produced about 20 years ago for the first time. Yes. It was ahead of its time. Yeah, the world wasn't ready for it. But it has evolved into something quite useful now. Yeah.
Then it's produced by Mercedes.
It's a division of Mercedes-Benz, yes.
Because here in Brazil, it's said that British cars are expensive, but they aren't good.
Well, that's just about everything from that country. I'm allowed to say that because I've got the doors closed. Yeah. Okay.
Right. But Brazilian like it is marked. Yeah. The small one.
I actually, there's a woman in the village. She has the French iconic car, a Deux Cheveux. And I went up to her and I said, look, I have this on my bucket list. I would really love to, you know, not drive it, but ride in one. And so a couple of weeks later, she rocked past and said, in you get. And then we drove around the place for about half an hour. It was a fantastic experience. You know, it's always been a dream car of mine. Yeah, an old Citroen Deux Cheveux built in the 1940s. They don't make it anymore. It's a collector's item. They are hugely expensive. But it's just sort of, it suits me down to the T, you know, long hair, faded jeans, blah, blah. And then running around the French countryside, drinking copious amounts of wine, eating good food and driving this banger around the country. That would be my idea of fun. Yeah. I've got to go and convince Fruit Loop here that she has to buy, you know, toilet lights and an ugly mug and silicon hat thing and a car. Yeah, that's my life in a nutshell. Okay, Anita, thank you very much. It was brilliant.
It's my pleasure. Thank you. Thank you for playing along.
Yes. I think we're going to have to repeat this soon because I'd love to hear Sarah's take on this.
Yes. Yes. I don't know why she didn't show. I did.
Don't worry. We'll find out. You have the last
maybe
word.
Work. Thank you. My cheeks still hurt. Ismar, thank you for answering all these silly questions and trying to sell me products that you won't even buy. Frank, the same to you. Thank you.
Pleasure.
Thank you for the good laugh. Laughing till I can't see through my eyes. I had a lot of fun, and especially when I chose these pictures. So my Google search is, my search history looks crazy at the moment. I look like a crazy person.
I can imagine. Okay.
But that was a lot of fun. Thank you very much.
We will be back next Wednesday, same time, yes, same place, with a different subject, which it's in the pipeline somewhere. I still don't quite know what it is, but I'm being told what I have to prepare for the thingies for next month. Ismar, thank you for your time. Will you be back here next Wednesday?
I hope so. And I thank you both. And I wish that you have a good rest of week, because we are exactly in the middle. And thank you for this interesting session.
Interesting. Is that the best you can come up with, Isma? Interesting. I mean, the poor woman over there, she's, you know, split up the sides because of laughter. She's in pain. And you say, that was interesting. Oh, come on.
It's different to what you two usually discuss.
Oh, it's totally off the
That's plan. Why interesting is the good word.
Maybe it's because my restricted vocabulary. Oh. I didn't find maybe one more appropriate.
Okay, well, we'll repeat the exercise in half a year's time. Ladies and gentlemen, Thank you
Thank
very
you.
Thank
much.
you.
Take
Bye.
care. Bye
Thank
bye.
you. Bye bye.
Bye
Take care. Good
bye.
night.